life today.
Karzai gets the gig again, or so it looks like, with the challenger Abdullah Abdullah dropping out. There shouldn't be a runoff election. So what does this mean ultimately for Afghanistan and our relationship with it? On the lighter side, in sports shorts, did anybody nail the score this week with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the New York Giants? And speaking of Philadelphia, oh, sad for me. Such heartache. As the Phillies go down in flames to the Yankees the last two games, and they're in the hole, 3-1, the Yanks have the lead over the Phillies and a chance to wrap up this World Series in the very next game. Oof. Be still my heart. I know there are a lot of New Yorkers listening, and as much as I'm always in a New York state of mind, not when it comes to the Philadelphia Phillies. So it's been rough these last two games. Back to some things that I think affect all of us. You know, last week we were talking about what happened at that Richmond High School in California. We're going to let you hear what a famous Coach Carter had to say about it. Remember the movie Coach Carter? Well, he was asked recently on one of the cable shows about Richmond High School and how he had such success and his thoughts on that rape, the rape of the 15-year-old girl for 2.5 hours at the dance last weekend. And how shocking it was and how people participated, watched, took pictures, all this other stuff. And from all accounts, the girl was an honor student and was excited about going to the dance, was just a kid, 15. I mean, what is going on in Richmond, in that area, that you've got the gangs the way they are and people fearing for their lives? And then this happens. And nobody steps forward. And it'll be interesting for you to hear, I think, what Coach Carter said on that one. In the meantime, all of us are still scratching our heads heading into the weekend hearing that, oh, yeah, the House bill, by the way, we pulled it all together, and it's almost 2,000 pages. It weighs like 19 pounds. And no way, no how can anybody tell me they have read this entire thing. Evelyn Woods herself back in the day with the speed reading couldn't do it fast enough. And there could be votes coming out in the next couple of weeks. There is a rather confident White House about seeing some kind of health care reform passed before the holidays. I really thought that this would be fought and there'd be so much blowback on it that ultimately you still would not be able to get it passed. You wouldn't be able to get it through. So what about good old Senator Joe Lieberman? I actually thought on one of the Sunday shows he made incredible sense. I got to hand it to him. A lot of times I would take a chunk out of him for some of the things that Lieberman said, and I thought he was an opportunist when he basically flipped sides. Oh, independent, because I got to win this thing, and I want to still stay in here and be the senator of Connecticut. But if you listen to what Lieberman says, I think it makes perfect sense when it comes to the public option and this whole idea of health care reform and what's happened in the last 5 months. So check this out.
I hope not. In other words, I'm all for health care reform. We have a system that needs fixing, but we've got some more urgent problems than that. And the first most urgent is to fix our economy, to get it creating jobs again. And I think that a public option will actually hurt the economic recovery and our long-term fiscal situation, because it will end up causing the government to raise taxes, will probably raise premiums, or it will put us further into debt. You know, the public option came out of nowhere. If you look at last year's presidential campaign, Bob, no mention of it. The goal has always been two goals. One is make health insurance more affordable, and two, extend it to people who don't have it now. The public option, I think, was raised in the last year by people who really want to have a government-controlled health insurance system. That's their right. I think they're wrong. But it's not necessary, as President Obama has said over and over again, to achieve the goals that he has. So I hope it's not in there at the end. I want to have health care reform. I want to be able to say yes. There's so many good things we can do to make health insurance more affordable and to extend it to people who don't have it now. But I feel so strongly about the creation of another government health insurance entitlement, the government going into the health insurance business. I think it's such a mistake that I would use the power I have as a single senator to stop a final vote.
All right, so I like that. He says he would stop the final vote, and I think that what Lieberman's saying makes sense. Where, first of all, where did this all come out of? And second of all, at this time, in all the things that we're dealing with, it couldn't be a worse time to bring this up. But despite that, saying pretty much how ultimately it would lead to so many people having to come up with more money. You wouldn't get the big break you thought you were going to get. And does it lead to the state taking over healthcare? And do you really want that? Is that what you really want to happen? Because in the end, are you going to end up paying more? Are you going to end up in a situation where you, under the proposal pending in Congress, this independence, or whatever it is that they're calling it, independence in the form of, okay, you get a break here, public option. When you talk about some of the things that are in this bill, I just cannot imagine that you can wrap your mind around this and think, wow, this is really a good thing. This is incredible legislation. It's going to change our lives in such a positive, positive way. And, you know, you look at Medicare. We keep using that same example and the success that Medicare has had, but yet it's going bankrupt now at this point. But also the fact that the price tag on Medicare was not what originally was proposed. These are crazy estimates that we're hearing, and they jump around and change depending on who it is that you talk to. So I think Lieberman is dead on right, and good for him if he would have a vote and he would go in the opposite direction, because I think he's right. I haven't yet to hear anybody say anything that makes me convinced that, okay, we got people that just... We can't have people going bankrupt, I agree. It has to be affordable. It is ridiculous, some of the things that are happening in healthcare. It is the greed and the outrageousness of some of these insurance companies, to be honest, and the paperwork that they're buried underneath and what's happening with the doctors. So, yes, there is reform to be had, for sure, but it's just not in the forms that we're seeing now, both in the House and in the Senate. You might disagree. Do you like some of what you've heard recently? And in the final analysis, if you had the vote, would you vote for the current forms of health care reform that we've heard about? Would you say aye if you had a vote in this on the Senate floor or in the House floor? Would this go past you, and would you say, yeah, thumbs up on this one? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, rather, we've got a couple of really good fair or fouls for you, including this one. Here we go again with the texting. A city bus driver in New York was caught red-handed texting on his cell phone while driving with one hand. I think we told you about the story. He's under investigation by the transit folks there in New York. A super frightened front seat passenger on the express bus from Manhattan to Staten Island snapped the driver maneuvering through heavy traffic and took, you know, pictures and showed this bus driver doing at least three text messages. So I think they've nailed him. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Shock that's reverberating around this country over that gang rape and people looking for some kind of answer to this. And what do you do in Richmond, California? How do you change the people living there? How do you help these kids in this school? And to me, it just seemed like they could care less. It's that lifelessness, whatever, I do whatever I want to. I'll take whatever I want to, and it just doesn't matter because I don't give a damn. And that is clearly the feeling that you got over what details were emerging from that poor 15-year-old girl's fate, what happened to her. She's lucky actually to be alive. When they took her in, she was in critical condition. She's out of the hospital. But emotionally, can you imagine where she's at this point after 2.5 hours of this and pictures and everything else? You know, then you get into the people who were the bystanders. And as somebody called this show last week and said, geez, couldn't you charge them with something? Wouldn't that be great if you could charge them with something? But here's the thing. What would the law be? And ultimately, it's like the Good Samaritan thing. If then if somebody's XYZ far away and somebody pulls a gun, can you hold them responsible for not getting in the middle of it? Here's what I think. And I said this last week, but I'll reiterate it again. Clearly, there had to be somebody with a shred of decency in their soul. Yeah, there finally was, but it only took 2.5 hours for a woman to overhear something and then make the 911 call. Nobody called that whole time.
I just couldn't believe it when I first heard about this incident. You know, I could kind of see this coming on about 10 years ago when I coached at Richmond High School. Things was changing, And we just have to get real tough with what we're trying to accomplish with our kids. When I was at Richmond High, we had well-defined goals. We controlled the kids' behavior, and we taught them about their social responsibilities. Well, earlier, ma'am, like I said, we had well-defined goals. That's what the contract did for us. Each and every one of my student athletes signed that contract if they wanted to participate on the team. We had a carrot, but the boys really wanted to do. They wanted to play basketball. And so when you ask kids today, why you don't like school? And the first thing we'll tell you, it's boring. And kids would always come up to me now and say, Coach, I don't like my English teacher. And I said, young man or young lady, your English teacher probably don't like you. And when I was at Richmond High School, a lot of the faculty would tell me, the kids are not going to like you. And I would say to them, I don't need a 15-year-old friend. I'm not here to be flexible. And I wanted to teach the kids about having enthusiasm about being at Richmond High School and having courage. And so when they signed that contract was just parameters around the kids so they could work within those parameters to be successful.
All right, so that is Coach Carter that we were telling you about. And ultimately, in trying to stop the violence, he has a good thread here. He was a decent guy who tried to do what he could to get those kids to play and to not be sucked into the gangs and the violent things that were going on. So maybe there was something to this. Maybe there's a way to have all the kids sign a contract. You don't get anything extra. You don't have any of the other things that you would normally have in school if you can't behave this way anywhere near this school. And at the school campus, they're urging people to just take positive action because now there's a fear that there's going to be retaliation for what happened to her. And in fact, at many of the churches around there, they pushed that. Hey, let's not see this go any further. Let's try to come up with something positive. Let's stop the violence. Let's not respond to this by promoting any kind of hatred and causing more pain. We've already had an outrageous amount of violence in this place. And just to update you on it, the cops say as many as 10 people were involved in the rape in this dimly lit back alley, to say the least, outside of this high school where the homecoming dance was happening. 10 people watched the attack. Nobody called 911. I've mentioned that a couple of times now. 5 people have been arrested in connection. I think it's actually 6 now. Have been arrested in connection with the attack. It lasted for way too long. The victim in critical condition was released after 3 days or so. And, you know, they're talking about trying to make the people, the kids, let's face it, most of them kids, one was 21, making them be held accountable for what happened, but also trying to change the atmosphere in the school and the community. See, this is the thing. It has to happen around the community as well. We go back to the same deal. How someone's raised, what they see around them, nothing but violence, nothing but hopelessness, nothing but you gotta be in a gang, you've gotta be selling drugs and pushing drugs because that's the only way you're ever gonna get out of here. It's the only way you're ever going to make any money, etc. I mean, think of the lives that have been ruined by what happened here. And will you ever really know the real truth of what happened? Will we ever really, really know? And there's, I mean, nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves what happened to that 15-year-old. And the horror, the whole thing, and that's why all of us are just so shocked by this incident, that there wasn't even one decent guy among all of those. One decent guy? You got to be kidding me. Not one would step up to the plate to help or, like I said, call for help, just walk away, go back into the school and dial 911. I mean, they've got to have 24/7 police protection. I mean, it's got to be gang city. And from what I understand, it is. That's how it is. And these guys certainly had no respect for the girls in general, obviously. But there has to be better parenting going on, right? And I hope they get nailed to the wall. Whatever they can give them, I mean, they're animals. They should be locked up. then no question about it to me. And what is to say? Is there a collapse happening just in certain areas or in general? Have you seen the collapse of the family system? I know a lot of you spoke up and said that, but it's, man, it is just awful that in trying to wrap your head around this and try to figure out, well, in moving forward, what is it you do to prevent this in the future? Because that's got to happen at this school. They got to bring this up, and I think they have to have assemblies. I think they have to have people come in and talk. I think they have to have a mentoring program. Do mentoring programs help? They certainly do at YMCAs and boys and girls clubs and many really tough areas where kids feel like they don't have any way to get out. And it certainly has helped many of them. And there have been teachers who have really risked it and gone into some scary areas to teach, and they've made a difference in people's lives. And some of the kids, boys and girls, have gone on to tremendous success. So there has to be a way to reach them. There has to be a way to put the brakes on this ever. Certainly any kind of extreme event like this happening again in this area, and try to make it happen, you know, try to make it not happen in other areas where there's always those possibilities as well. Because, it's a slippery slope. You keep going down this lane and the school does nothing and nobody in the community does anything. So where does that leave the future generations, the future young girls who have no choice, who live in this area, who go to this school, the future young boys who are in that school, that they feel so much peer pressure that they naturally go along with whatever's happening just to get along, just to get an attaboy on the back and to belong to the group, for fear that if they don't, they could end up isolated and on the outside instead of the inside. Hey, coming up on the show, Cry Me a River. And it's one I think that all of you can relate to. Plus, we're going to go to our mailbag as well. Remember, you can always flip me an email. You do that by sending it to americatonight.net. That's coming up right here around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, on ATN.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here. America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
The long night through. Well, you can find me a river. Find me a river. I've got a river over you. Now, you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, then you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I'm proud of river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do.
Yes. Time for another version of Cry Me a River. I gotta say, I like that one. Boy, Cry Me a River. This is a good one, too. You'll enjoy this. Because I think many of you can relate to it. You know what? This past weekend was not only Halloween, but it was also the fall back an hour. You know, daylight savings time thing. So you got an extra hour of sleep. Or if you were out partying, I guess you got an extra hour to party. I don't know. But I think it's a good thing. I like daylight savings time. I hate when we spring ahead. Yeah, I guess I'm a whiner when it comes to springing ahead. But I like daylight savings time. And, you know, everywhere I went today, it didn't matter where I was, picking up a paper, hanging out, going to the tennis court, whatever, going to a little dinner thing. Everybody was complaining about having to fall back, to push an hour back, and I don't understand it. I would think that if anything, you would love to get that extra hour. And there is a movement to get rid of daylight savings time. And it's gaining a little bit of steam. Now, will that really actually happen? I'm doubtful that it's going to happen anywhere in the near future. Even one of the cable networks did a little poll on it, and overwhelmingly, 2-1, people said they hated daylight savings time. I just don't get it. So you're all a bunch of whiners. So cry me a river over this falling back thing. I was kicking up my heels for joy, an extra hour of sleep. Are you kidding? Do you people not sleep out there? Matt, what do you think? Let's check in with our own Matt Johnson. Do you like daylight savings time?
I do not.
Oh, you whiner. Why?
Because I'm never up in the morning to get that extra hour of sunlight, so I'd rather have it later in the day. You know, because that's what it does. Instead of the sun, you know, setting at 4:30 at 5, you know, which is going to happen now, you could just have the sunset normally at 6 or 7 during the winter.
I'm sorry. Cry me a river is for you and for everybody else out there.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. I think it's a good thing, don't you? And plus, it's the winter. It's darker. That's how it's supposed to be.
No, it's not supposed to be depressing.
Yes. So darkness is just completely depressing to you?
Yes. I think what we should do is next spring, we spring ahead and then just cut it off right there. Don't do any more with the daylight savings time. Just completely abolish it.
All right, so Matt disagrees with me. I say you're all a bunch of whiners, and he's included in that bunch because you're complaining about it getting dark. Ooh. How do you feel? You can always throw in your two on this 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Like I said, you know, for me personally, I think it's a good thing. I like the idea. It's sort of like the change in the seasons. It marks to me that, you know, we are in the wintertime here in the United States. And I get it that certain people like to see more of the daylight because of, like Matt said, in his case, his schedule, which is similar to mine. But, nah, I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to go over there with the rest of you. I dig it. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
You know, Kate, some people whine about their totally overmatched baseball team losing again and again on nationwide TV. And some people whine about
the
time of the day. So everybody's got, you know, the little cheese that they eat with their wine. That's the American way. Don't worry about it, you know.
But Thanks, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you know, love comes in different forms, Kate, you know. But I was looking at the Richmond City Council over there where they had that rape. And, man, these are a bunch of liberals over there. Let me read you. They just passed a little law over there. It says, whereas President Barack Obama was elected only a few months ago on a platform that included comprehensive immigration reform with a path to legalization for millions of undocumented workers and their families who escaped to the U.S. to avoid death and hunger, you know, blah, blah, more whereas. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Richmond, in a spirit of both responsibility and compassion, requests the Richmond Police Department to place in a very low priority the utilization in our city of driver license checkpoints until President Obama has a chance to bring forward his comprehensive immigration reform policies. Now, you know, when people see that, they say, okay, the police has just been taken down a notch, and the gangs and the lawyers have just been brought up a notch. And I don't know when you lived in New York, but they had a guy there named Dinkins. He was the governor. I mean, Mayor Dinkins.
Yeah, yeah.
The city looked like a trash dump. I mean, literally, you would go by blocks, and you would see dumps of trash in a block where there used to be a building. People just dumping their trash, and it was like two stories high. I mean,
sure.
Right. And it was like, you know, there's a park and there's a trash dump in the middle of the city, and people, yeah. you know, breaking windows. And the first thing, what was his name? The guy that followed Dinkins, the real tough guy, the mayor of New York.
Oh, gosh, why can't I think of his name?
Matt's probably too young. You got to hire older people, see, because they can't help you with the roads.
I can't think. I'll think of who it is in a second. Oh.
You could, like, give, you know, tickets or a cell phone away to somebody.
It wasn't Koch. It was, Cuomo.
Nah, Cuomo.
I don't know. I don't know who it was. Oh, no. Rudy Giuliani. What am I saying? That's when I was there.
All right, Katie.
How could we not think of Rudy Giuliani, who cleaned up the city and all the crime? Yes.
Mm. Right. You probably would have remembered it, but daylight savings time probably messed you up a little bit.
And it's fried. No, the Phillies have fried my brain. Yes.
Right. It's all the tears and everything. But,
right.
And he, the first thing he did was he attacked the little crime guys, the little guys that were, you know, doing little larceny and, you know, little things, took them right off the street. And people criticized him for that. And he said, no, you start small and you grow big. And, you know, pretty soon New York was totally different. And the Richmond, you know, this place is run by a bunch of Dinkin type liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sure that, you know, that's one of the things that if you read something earlier about there's a threat that this may escalate, there may be some sort of reprisal.
Right, because they're saying they're worried there may be people that start to push back as a result of what happened to that 15-year-old girl. Yes, and they're trying to tell them, oh, no, peace and love, don't do this, that would be a bad thing.
Right. I wonder if that girl was the same ethnic group as the people who were raping her, because if she was from another ethnic group, you know, like maybe Muslims or something like that. Because I read somewhere where she had a problem with her father was too strict or something like that, and she was new to the community and things like that.
But I heard she was the same racial background, if that's what you're getting at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, that's what I heard.
I don't know.
But, they're keeping everything about her. They're keeping a lot of it under wraps, except for that she was an honor student and 15 and was excited to go to the dance and all that. But you can't even, when you call to try to talk to anyone, they're being pretty tight-lipped about it.
All right. Well, hey, lots of things to talk about, but you know, I got to get my sleeping because I got to get up earlier or later or something. I don't know.
That's right. Daylight savings time so that we can all get our heads straight. Tomas, we'll talk to you again. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting, and, you know, Cuomo had kind of an interesting way to run the state. He was the governor, of course, of New York. And in the case of Giuliani, Tomas is right. That's when he started to nail the mafiosos and the crime and clean up the crime, and the city itself got a lot cleaner. And then toward the tail end of his administration, there were a lot of people that were attacking Giuliani for some of the stuff that he was doing. You know, we're talking about daylight savings time. The practice actually first started in Germany because they thought it would help the war. And they instituted the first daylight savings laws ever in 1915. England did it in 1916. And here's some interesting fodder for you. The United States did it in 1918, and the U.S. introduced a daylight savings law on a national basis after that. And, of course, now it's the normal thing of turning the clock back, and it's done automatically. In fact, I'm sure if you have an iPhone or some of the other stuff, it will just happen. You know, you go and you look at your iPhone, and it's the correct time. Now, other, like in your car, setting it back and stuff, but I don't know. Daylight savings time. A lot of people whining about it. You might be in that group. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little sports here. 800-259-5791.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care.
All right, we're talking about daylight savings time, and Cry Me a River was all of you who are whining about it. You hate that it gets dark so soon and now you don't like it. I'm like, eh, give me a break. Let's go to Tracy, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Tracy.
Hello, this, the only problem is with daylight savings time, I work nights. So I always get screwed and add an extra hour for free and during my sleeping times when they take it back every single year. I've been doing it for 12 years.
You hate it. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, because of the night thing like the rest, like we have the night excuse too. I gotcha. And so you'd rather have it, you'd rather them just do away with daylight savings time.
Yeah, because they always push clock back at night and push it forward during the day.
Yeah. All right, so you again, Tracy, are proving me wrong by joining the army of people who do not like daylight savings time. And I wasn't kidding about that. There is a push to do away with it and to stop pushing the clocks back, but I don't think you're going to see that happen. So you may have to suffer, my friend, through more of daylight savings in your history of your job unless your hours switch. It is true. Thanks for the call, Tracy. It is true. If you are somebody who's a 9 to 5 or, well, even then, though, it could change by the time you get off, you know, you don't have as much daylight. And if you like to walk or do something like that, that would affect you there. I guess because we have the night schedule, I still think that there's enough daylight time. Now, Matt, he probably sleeps for 15 hours and gets up at 5 o'clock, and I don't have that luxury. So it may be a little bit different. I feel your pain, but you're all part of Cry Me a River. I'm getting a ton of emails, by the way, on this, too. So I obviously struck a chord with some people on this. All right, without further ado, week 8 in the NFL, what went down? Let's let you hear some of those highlights.
Right now, Zach Miller goes in motion. Here's a toss sweep to Maurice, looking for a block. He's got lanes across the 20. Makes a man. He's free. He's at the 30. First to speed, 35. He goes to the 40. The 45, the 50. He's across the 40. He's still going. Maurice is going. He's at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Maurice through 80 yards.
Manning under center. Points out now. He's got two linebackers in the box, so seven men in the box. Nate gives it to a dive. Trying to go left. A dive's going to throw the ball into the end zone. Touchdown, Reggie Wayne! Let's say yes. Touchdown. Joseph Adai's first throw in the pros. Touchdown to Reggie Wayne. And the Colts take the lead.
Joseph Adai has a huge arm.
And good take to the yard deep. He's to his left this time. Dodges one defender and another and another and another. Now back to the right. Got a hole. 25. 30. Going.
He's going. He's going.
He's going.
He's going.
He's going.
He's going. He's going.
He's gone. 101 yards.
Oh, my God. I love it. Two kickoffs back to back by Kenny Jim. They can't block him. They can't block this guy. Oh, wow.
Third and 11 from the 16. Vikes lead 31-26. Kleinsaucer heads out right. Tailback Jester Taylor. Far back to pass. Dumps it to the left. It's caught. And it's caught by Barry. And inside the five. Touchdown. And the Vikings have taken a 37-26 lead. Oh, yeah.
All right, week 8 in the NFL. Pretty exciting stuff. There's still a Monday Night Football game to be played, obviously. The Vikings, you heard, now 7-1 with Brett Favre. How about that? Four touchdowns, 244 yards. Vikings 38, Packers 26 in the end. A couple of other interesting games. You heard some of them, obviously. And some real blowouts, too. The Titans, who have had a terrible year, end up pulling it out big time over the Jags, 30-13. They're 1-6. That was their first win. The Ravens are now 4-3. They beat the Broncos 37, the score in that one. Where were the Broncos today in visiting Baltimore? The Chargers get by the Raiders, which they should have, 24-16. Panthers over the Cardinals, 34-21. Also, the Texans beat up on the Bills, 31-10. The Bears took care of business against the Browns. The Brownies are 1-7 on the season, and the Bears are 4-3, 36 there. And the Dallas Cowboys beating the Seahawks 38-17. They're now 5-2. What about the Eagles and the Giants? Oh, yeah, in the same division. Here's some of those highlights.
McNabb makes the snap. He's back. He's caught. Looking, looking. He's airing out for Jackson at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Goodbye! DeSean Jackson again. 54 yards. McNabb under center on second down. Goes to a long count. Comes back and gives it to Weaver, who climbs up the middle. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Leonard Weaver, when have you seen an Eagles fullback run 41 yards for a touchdown? Into the shotgun go the Giants, three receivers. Manning back, bombs fired, intercepted. Asante Samuel, 35-30, cut back at the 25-20, 15-10, out of bounds at the 10. Knocked out by Beckham, but there is Asante Samuel with his fifth interception of the season.
All right, so Merrill Reese, by the way, the play-by-play guy for the Eagles, you got to love his enthusiasm. 40-17, the final score. Nobody nailed the score. Some predicted some blowouts, but nobody predicted 40-17. How about that? I thought the Eagles were going to win it, but I thought it would be much, much closer. Donovan McNabb, 240 yards, three touchdowns. Manning had 222 yards and a touchdown. And the Eagles were right from the get-go. In the first quarter, they had 13 points, second 17. So coming out, they had such a huge lead from halftime. And then they added some more scores, and the rest is history. Now you've got the Giants 5-3, the Eagles 5-2, and the Cowboys 5-2. The Cowboys and the Eagles, of course, play next week. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, the governor of New Jersey is up for re-election, right?
Yeah, we talked about Corzine, and it's very dicey whether or not he's going to get re-elected.
Yeah, he looks exactly like Mr. Lenin, the first president of the Soviet Union, doesn't he? When you look at him, he looks exactly like, I majored in history, and I got a photograph of Lenin here, and he looks an awful lot like Lenin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think...
He does, if you look at his face and his... facial features, yeah. Yeah.
50 eyes, you know, like, and there's another famous Lenin, John Lennon, you know, the GOP should use, John Lennon's song, All We Are Saying Is Give the GOPs a Chance. Because, do you think the Republicans have a chance of taking New Jersey?
They do, according to the polls. Chris Christie's a little bit ahead by maybe a point or two. It's really a coin toss if you believe in the polls. And that's why Obama was stumping for him, Al. He was in Newark with him. He was in Camden, New Jersey. He's trying to help him get win over the voters.
And how many other governors are up for re-election? There's New Jersey and Virginia, isn't it?
Yeah, and that could be tight, too. And then, of course, we're starting to feel that shift. And so is it? I mentioned this before, is this reaction to what's happened with Obama as the president? And if he's out there stumping for votes, particularly for Corzine in New Jersey, wow, if he loses, what does that say about the political capital of Obama? That's not good for him.
Yeah, and what happened to Joe Biden? Has he got H1N1? Has he got swine flu? I haven't seen Joe Biden for months.
No, trust me, he's around.
Is he in the witness protection program? Or?
I think they wish Bump he
and
was.
Also, you were talking about football. Up here in the Canadian Football League, we've got a quarterback here from Lubbock, Texas. He set a whole bunch of records. Do you know the name of the university in Lubbock? Lubbock, Texas
University. It's not Lubbock, it's Texas Tech.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. His name was Horrell, Horrell, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he set all kinds of records. He's our backup quarterback up here in the Canadian Football League in Saskatchewan, and he's a backup quarterback. Do you know anything about that guy?
I don't know much about him as the backup.
It's not a first class division he's in, is it?
Is it Graham? You're talking about Graham Harrell?
Yeah, Harrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just all I know from college days is could throw the long ball. Certainly had some great statistics behind him, and obviously there's a reason why he's playing backup. But somebody who may end up being the first stringer for who is it? You said he's playing for one of the teams.
He's playing for Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's interesting. That's what happens when you can't get drafted or it doesn't look good for you. Go play Canadian football. He could end up back in the NFL. Al, thanks for the call. Remember, you can always flip us an email, americatonight.net.